Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to healing class. Are we excited about healing?
We are.
It's amazing. Well, let's pray. Father, we thank you for this opportunity that we can come and just thank you for your love, your faithfulness. Thank you that you're quickening and making everything alive to us and giving us a better understanding of everything that you have done and what you are doing in each one of us. That you have given us a revelation of what is on the inside of us. We bless you and thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Today we're living, today we're going to be dealing with releasing God's power. His power that is in us. Our scripture that we're going to use, and I'm using the Amplifier. It says, I pray that the sharing of your faith may become effective and powerful. Because of your accurate knowledge of every good thing which is in our spirit, which is in Christ. If we go to Philemon, verse 6, we want to read that together. And I like that because we hear God speaking directly to us. It's not some second, it's not just me. It's us. We're hearing directly from him. He's speaking to each one of us. So I read this out of the Amplifier. I'm going to read this out of the New King James. And so it's, are we ready? Okay. That the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. That's awesome. What we really want to focus on right now is, let's look at it this way. You know, when we go and purchase our automobile or whatever, we have a choice to put on that car what things we want. You know, some people like sunroof. Some people like electric windows. Some don't. You know, it's how we equip it, right? But what happened when we became a Christian? Are we a markdown mauler? Are we, you think about it. Are you marked down? Okay. So when we think about becoming a Christian, once we become a believer, what do we actually have pertaining to God that is in us? Do we have a partial of him? Do you have a mid-grade? Do we have a, you know, maybe a little slighter, a little bit tiny, a little bit higher? What grade do we have? Thanks. The fullness of him. And so that's what he was saying. He was saying here, he says that the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Amplifier was talking about that the sharing of your faith become effective and powerful because of the accurate knowledge that we have. So, with Christ, we have all of the good things in us. And so when he was talking about all of the good things, he's talking about our spirit man. We are fully equipped. Whether we got saved if we got saved this moment, we have the same fullness of God. Everything is in us and is ready to be released according to the knowledge that we have of him and what we have in him. Do that make sense? Are we understanding that? What I love about it, it says about sharing. And when we are sharing something, when we are sharing, especially the good news about healing, you know, we only can share on what we have actually received and what we are walking in. You know, if we don't have any knowledge of healing, we can't go out and just really minister healing to people. Okay? But once we get a revelation of it, and we have a revelation of it because we just read the scripture, we acknowledge all of the good things that is what? That is in us, in Christ Jesus. So we have it in us. And healing is one of the things we are focused on. You know, in life, even though we can walk in these truths and know these truths and know that they are there, but there come a time in our life when something would try to throw us off track, to try to convince us that it's not true. So what do we do when those things happen? I found out with me is going back to keep reminding myself what is on the inside of me. This is what's on the inside of me. It's not what anything else or anyone else says. It's what the Word says. You know, when we are sharing something, and, you know, sharing is something that we can share even in our own time when we are dealing with situations, you know, when we are being attacked, we can share what? The Word of God. We can speak to it. We can remind ourselves what we are walking in and what we have. And then it's a joy. When we have that knowledge and understanding of what we have, it's a joy to be able to share it with someone else. The greatest joy that I see, and I see it all the time, and I know we all see it, because we have a revelation of what God has done, His healing power. You know, and we have a revelation of that, and that's why we walk in divine health. We walk in what we have. We're not out trying to get something. We've already got it. So we start releasing that. We start releasing those power, that anointing of God that is in each one of, you know, that is in us. And we release it to the people that we come in contact with. We release them to family members, you know. And so that's what he's saying here. So a few things I wanted to focus on was talking about sharing. But it also talks about effective. And when we look at effective, what do we think of effective? What do we think of the word when we think about effective? Can anyone give me an idea of what happened about when you talk about effective?
It's working?
Yes.
That's taking place right now.
Right. Yes, that's it. It's producing. It's producing. We don't have to see it. We just have to speak it and believe that it's taking place. Amen? So, as I go back over to Amplifier and look at that again, it was talking about, I pray that the sharing of your faith may become effective and powerful because of your accurate knowledge of God. And so when I looked at accurate, it's information about the illness or some things that you have knowledge of that you are able to key right into it and hit it. You know, if it's cancer and you're thinking of you're ministering somebody who have cancer, you know, you think, the way I would think this way, God didn't plant the seed. So anything that is planted, anything that was not planted by him must be uprooted. And we uproot that. That's what we're seeing. And then when we think about is exactly truth, you know, what is actually happening. I also thought about another thing that happened with me, and I'll give a short testimony. And an example that happened with me, I think, last year, with the work that I do, I mean, you know, I'm a shuttle bus driver, and it's on a short short time. You know, promotion have came, praise God. But what I'm saying is, last year, I had an opportunity to minister to a lady. What am I doing? Information I have, I was able to share it. What happened later? I mean, she gets on the bus this year. I think about a couple of weeks ago. And as I was taking her bag, and I said, good morning, she said, thank you for praying for me. Okay, gets on the bus, and we gets over to the office, and as we are going, I'm thinking, what do we pray about? And she shared with me. I decided to ask her. I did ask her, what do we pray? She said, here's my arm. And she said, you see, it's being healed now. What had happened was, when we prayed for her, when we shared that with her, if that power was released, have the full manifestation to come? No, she said, it is being healed now. And I said, well, praise God. Mm-hmm. See, because when we think about it, we are here in healing class for what? To learn how to walk in divine health. To understand what we have and be able to share it or release that information to somebody else. That's so awesome. That's why we're here. I don't know, there's very few people that I know, I mean churches that I know is teaching on these things. See, we come in each week getting full and keep getting full to get more understanding, more revelation, so we can be able to release it, give it out. Because there's a lot of people out there sick. There's a lot of people that need the information that we have. So it's so important for us, as we are getting this information, to be able to share it. And I guarantee you, as we do this, as we begin to do these things, we will see the manifestation of them. Why? Because, man, that's awesome. So another thing that I looked at, and I think when we look at, as we close, and I want to try, hope to tie this in together. If we go to Matthew's, the 10th chapter, verse 8. Because here we've been learning what we have, how to release that power that is on the inside of us. And see, we can't go wrong when Jesus is telling us what to do. Can't go wrong. We can't go wrong. Now, this is Jesus, and this is his commission. This is his commandment that he have given each one of us. Verse 8. And this is the number one. He says, heal the sick. Right? Did we read that? Matthew 10. He says, what did he say? He said, heal the sick. That's our job. And then he goes on and he makes it clear. He said, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. But this is the most important thing he said. Freely you have received, freely give. See, we are receiving freely. We are receiving freely. So if we're receiving, we should be excited about what? Giving it. Yes. Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It is, I feel so full because with every word that God gives us, when he tells us to do something, if we be obedient to that word, and if you look in the Bible, our word that we stand on, he gives us a commandment. And he always gives us a promise. And I just feel so good that I know that God's promises to me, to us, can never go in void. Mm-hmm. We will get that promise. It might not be today, but it's coming. Mm-hmm. So I just want to say, when he said this, the first thing I thought when he read this verse was, he gave us a commandment, and then he promised us that we shall receive. So we all going to get our healing if
right.
someone else is in here besides me that he's healing or something.
Praise God.
But we'll get that healing.
Praise
so
God.
Just hold on to the promise.
Okay.
But you got to do it.
Okay. Thank you. Well, thank you, Father. We thank you for this time. We thank you for your word. We thank it is always accomplished. It never returned to you void. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for
allowing me. Okay, praise God.
Thank you.
Okay.
Praise God.
Oh, you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, sir. Hallelujah. Friends, let's remain in that portion of scripture. Philemon. And verse 6. Thank you, James, for that good and timely word. Let's look into our Bibles. That the communication, now that word is a word that is pregnant with meaning when you delve deeper, when you look into the originals as far as what it connotes, as far as its meaning, the import, what it's conveying, what it seeks to convey, what it's looking to convey. And this is healing class. And so as we look at this portion of scripture, the glance is in that respect as it concerns healing. And verse 6, it says that the sharing, New King James says, King James says that the communication of your faith may become what? Effectual, KJV says, effective, NIV says, by what? The acknowledging or acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you. Now, the every good thing is not just, is not on the out, is not external to you. It says it's where? In you. Every good thing that is in you, in Christ Jesus. That word communication from the originals, from the Greek, as seen or gleaned from the Greek concordance in that regard, is the word fellowship, is the word partnership, is the word participation, is the word communion. Fellowship, participation, partnership, communion. So it's fellowship manifested in acts. I'm going to take a few words from that verse, and then we're going to put them all together and see how this translates as it concerns releasing God's power, as we just heard, as it concerns that third aspect of healing class or healing school, which is what? Ministering healing to what? Others. And in the past few classes, few classes here at Healing Class, we focused on the individual, we focused on the authority of God's word, and we focused on how that concerns you as a person, how that where the word of a king is, there's what?
There's power.
Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4. And so we talked about our words, authority which we have, and the power which we will, how that authority does not stand alone, authority always is with power. Otherwise, authority is just authority for authority's sake. What's the import? What's the point? But there's power attached to that, and we saw different things, various examples. But this morning, I want us to look at it from the perspective of this idea of fellowship in manifestation. Because guess what, friends? In that place of your intimacy or intimate walk with God, fellowship with Jesus, there's an outworking, there's something that manifests, there's something that there's results, there's product that comes from that. So we don't just get into the word for what? You know, just to say, okay, I'm just reading. It's not a novel or anything like that. Or we don't get into the place of prayer just for, oh, okay, I just. Now, there's results. There's an outflow from that. There's something that, there's an imprint upon your heart. And that imprint doesn't just stay there. It's for an effect. And James has talked about that this morning. We're going to see more in this regard. So the word communication is one of those words I just shared with you, and is also sharing. And so, but it's born out of fellowship. It puts it this way in the Greek. It says, fellowship manifested in acts. So hear me say this. The practical, you can take this down, the practical effects of fellowship with God. The practical effects of fellowship with God. Wrought by the Holy Spirit, or worked by the Holy Spirit in the lives of believers, as the outcome of faith, that the communication of your faith, the practical effects of fellowship with God, worked by the Holy Spirit in the lives of believers as the outcome of faith, is effective, is effectual. So fellowship with God has an effect. Communion with God has an effect. That effect, it says, is what? Is effectual. That's the word, is powerful. Is the word active. Is the word effectual, as used in the King James. It denotes active or powerful in action. So, fellowship and manifestation has power. That goes with it, has power attached with it. That's the self-same word in Hebrews in chapter 4. The word effectual, effective, he has the self-same word in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, where it says the word of God is what? Quick and what? Powerful. And that is quick and powerful. That is full of power to what? Achieve results. Full of power to achieve results. God's word. And we've seen this in the past few weeks in healing class. If you've not been in the midst, then you can listen to the recordings on the church website. It's important. The word, quick and powerful. The word on your lips. The word, based on revelation, based on the finished work of the cross, based on what Christ did on the cross, that on your lips is power. So that you can speak to situations, things that you face or that we face on an individual level. We've talked about all of that, but now we're looking at what? Outward. But before you can think about ministering this life or this power as it relates to healing to others, you have to appreciate the reality and the truth of what it is as it concerns you first. Did we get that? If you don't appreciate it for what it is, if you don't have a good understanding, and that's why the word acknowledging comes before long in that self-same passage. Let's look at it. Might become effective by the acknowledging of every good thing that is in you in Christ Jesus. That's precise and correct or accurate knowledge based on or with emphasis on what? The thing known. The thing known is that which was richly placed on the inside of you at the point of salvation, which we know as what? What do we have? What have we received? I'm actually asking that question. What have we received? What do we get to acknowledge? Acknowledging every good thing. And we say it. Well, you know, acknowledging every good thing in me. Okay, but what is the every good thing? What are the things? Do we pay attention to these things? Do we learn of him as it concerns these things? Do we have conviction? Are we convinced of the truth and the reality of these things? What are these things? Because they're not just spurious things. They're not just nameless things or tagless things. But these are things that we've received. But if we don't, one, know that we've received them, or two, know what they are, or three, know what their effects are, or the power that is available. If we don't know all of those things, then how do we get to function fully, effectively, in ministering that? Yes, Jude.
We receive the Spirit of God.
Receive the Spirit of God. With his life and his nature. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God with his life and his nature. Can we have a scripture to go with that? Healing class.
Romans 8:11.
Please, state.
If that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, that same Spirit will quicken your mortal body.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Friends, we have not received the spirit of bondage again, but we received the spirit of what? What have we received? Of his fullness, what have we received? Now, here's something I want to say as far as healing class, and this is part of where we're gravitating towards. I want each individual to be so rooted in God's word that we're not just saying these things, that we... How do I describe this? As far as addresses, as far as where they are in scriptures, let this be solidified in our hearts. As garrisons, as not, how do I put it now? Our hearts need to be secure in the truths that we've been called to. So it's good for us to know. Yes, Mary, you're gonna read a scripture, a passage.
It's Colossians 2:9-10 in the Amplified.
Please go okay. For it.
For in him the whole fullness of deity, the Godhead, continues to dwell in bodily form, giving complete expression of the divine nature, and you are in him, made full and having come to fullness of life in Christ. You too are filled with the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and reach full spiritual stature. And he is the head of all rule and authority of every angelic principality and power.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wow. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. It says, and you are complete in him. Can you read that portion? I talked to that latter portion again, yeah. As far as...
And you are in him, made full and having come to fullness of life in Christ, you too are filled with the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and reach full spiritual stature.
So friends, what he's poured into us, what he's given to us, is not in fits, in bits, and in pieces. It's not, oh, I got a portion of the Holy Spirit. Right. Or I've got a portion of God's life. Or I have just an aspect. When we look into scripture, and I can give several other passages. Thank you, Mary, for that. It talks about what? Fullness. Or richly. Mm-hmm. Now, he's poured on us richly. John 1:16, Titus 3:4-7, and various other passages. Christy, was that a question?
No, Christy. I was just saying.
A comment?
It's Colossians 2:9-10 in the Amplified.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. Mm-hmm. So, a question as we go on this morning. Before we go, okay, you had a comment? Because I still haven't received an answer about the things in you. What are those good things? So I'm going to go around the room. Yes, Ron.
John 1:12 says, but as many as received him,
yes,
gave him power, or he gave them the ability or authority. Like James was saying, just as soon as we got born again, we had to have that power because we were weak and pathetic without him.
Mm-hmm.
But he gave us his spirit, and he gave us, he gave us a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. So those are things you get automatically when you become a son or a daughter of the living God.
Hallelujah.
You have everything in you to be successful.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What else?
His wisdom, his love, joy, peace, the whole nine yards. We have all of it. You know.
Thank you. The whole nine yards, you said. Everything.
He's given us every promise in this Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Every word that he spoke is true and will never come, it will never fail.
Hallelujah.
This all belongs to us.
Hallelujah. Can I, thank you, Lucy, for that. If it's okay with you, I can continue on this next week as well, but I'm interested in solidifying this in our hearts. And part of that, I believe strongly, based on my walk and relationship with God, is our eyes, your eyes, actually seeing truth on the pages of his of the book, pages of God's word. Okay? Now, you talk about promises. Promises in what context? Promises, looking at promises as promises fulfilled. Just as you said, that we have already received them. Because, friends, it looks, when we talk about promises most times, we look at promises as far as like what? The way they looked at it under the Old Covenant or under the Old Testament as what? Something to be...
Down the road.
Something future. In the future. Yeah. But based on the relationship you have with Jesus, the fact that you're born again or that you're saved, that you're a Christian, I'm here sharing with you today, if it's the only thing you take away, as far as promises, you have to view, you have to come to that place where based on your walk with God and the fellowship of which we speak this morning, in place of relationship, seeing those promises as fulfilled. As fulfilled. Because the more you think about them as being futuristic, you can never see yourself truly and fully effectively walk in that reality in the here and now. Because your mindset, your gaze, your mindset is, oh, future. Oh, well, it will happen sometime in the future. Can we look at 2 Corinthians 1:20? 2 Corinthians and chat, just as an example. If anyone gets there, you can... Chapter 1, verse 20. Yes, please go ahead.
For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen unto the glory of God by us.
Okay.
That's a King James.
Please keep going, 21 and 22.
Now he which establishes us with you in Christ and hath anointed us is God, who has also sealed us and given us the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts.
Hallelujah. So... just as Jude mentioned earlier, when you, and basically everyone taken together, when you receive the Spirit of God at the point of salvation, when you got saved and you received God's Spirit, you received His Spirit, and that Spirit of God acted as a seal. Not just in your spirit as far as, okay, sealing your spirit, but also as a confirmation, as the yes and amen to every promise that was previously rendered, made living, true, sure, alive in your life, becoming a living reality. So it's no joke. It's no joke, for example, when he said in John, Jesus said in John 14, 12, to say, oh, the works that I do, and greater works than these you will do. Why? Because I'm going to the Father. And you read further below, the reason I'm going to the Father is so that when I go, I can send what? Who? I can send who? The Holy Spirit. As a seal, as empowerment, as enablement, as my divine life. Once received, and we received him, the Holy Spirit, not to then what? Sit. Not his power, not his life, not his ability, just to then what? Sit. But what? But to do. Yes, Pat.
When you were asking, what did we receive?
Yes.
All I could think of was sozo. Definition being saved, we received everything that is our definition, sozo. But the scripture that came to mind here from, when you mentioned the word fulfilled, we want to focus on things being fulfilled. Matthew 8:17 in the Amplified says, and thus he fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. He himself took in order to carry away our weaknesses and infirmities and bore away our diseases. So when you look at the scripture that James spoke, referred us to in Philemon, and Pastor Schoen was explaining, when you recognize this truth that he fulfilled the in the area of healing, that he took away your sicknesses, and that you received this in the package of salvation, then when you recognize that this happens, when you get that revelation, that's when you receive it. And now you can release it, as it says in Philemon, to give and share not only to others, but to yourself. You can release that to yourself in the area of healing, what needs to be manifested in your body, and also releasing it to others.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's look at Romans in chapter 8. You know, we talk about receiving His Spirit. I don't just want to cite it. I want us to take a look at it in our respective Bibles. It says, you do not receive the spirit of what? Bondage again to fear, but what? Receive what spirit? The spirit of what? Sonship, or the spirit of adoption, by whom we do what? We cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are what? Children of God. And as Ronnie was saying earlier on, to as many as received, He gave what?
Power.
Rights as sons. So that's how the authority came by, in you becoming a child of God, a son, a daughter of the Most High. And with that authority comes power. And that power is for purpose. That power is for a reason. And Jesus said that severally during the course of His ministry. And then at the end, just before glorification. So it's important. So taken all together, before we look at that dynamic or that specific working, what does the practical effect of fellowship with God look like in my life, look like in your life as far as outworking? How can we do this? Based on what you now possess, based on what you have on the inside, how does this look? What should it produce? I just said, okay, we're not to sit, so what should be the effect?
Go out and tell someone.
Yeah. Go out and tell someone about what?
Jesus.
About Jesus. The self same thing Jesus said to do, right? Mark 16 from 15 downwards. And we'll read that just before we close. Right? Thank you. What else? Mm-hmm. Yes, Christy, you had something.
That the first thing I thought of when you originally said was compassion.
Compassion.
Because my thing is I feel for people who I feel that need Jesus. It hurts me. And I feel that if it hurts me, I know it hurts Jesus more. Because according to the scriptures, He is all love. And I had to learn to love myself first, and then I learned to love people, because I didn't used to do that. But when I came to Christ and I learned to love myself, then I started having compassion for others, because I wanted them to feel the same love that I received from Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And you love them, and then is there expression that goes with that? Is there expression that goes with that love or compassion? What I'm saying is, question is, I mean, it might sound simplistic, but if I have compassion in my heart and love wells up in my heart, and there's compassion, you know, for the lost or for the sick or for those in need, do I just have compassion and compassion? I just have that all bottled up in myself? Oh, I have compassion. Compassion is so huge. It's like this, and then, but it's just there. Then you have to give expression to that compassion. The way I always say this is, you have to give expression to the nature of God and the life of God on the inside of you. Give expression to it. Okay? And that's how you work it out. It's an outworking of that life. It's an outworking of that power. It's an outworking of that divine nature.
Pat. I remember where it's at, but it says Jesus was moved with compassion. Mm-hmm. So you can allow the Jesus in you to move.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. How about 1 John 3:8? It says, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that He might do what?
Destroy.
He might destroy what? What?
Works.
Hallelujah. As sons and daughters of the Most High, I make bold to say that that's what word do I use now? That remit is something that he's given to us. You want, maybe I use the word maybe duty or whatever. I'm struggling for the word here, but that's what he's basically, let me rephrase it this way. That's what he's called us to. The self same thing he did here and that he's empowered us for. How do I know? The self same thing he said in Luke 4:18. It says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to do what? Preach the gospel to the poor. What? Sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty those who are oppressed. So, instead of the state of sitting, based on his life, ability, nature on the inside of us, these are the things that we're an outworking that we're supposed to participate in, that we're to partner with him in, as far as the doing. James mentioned it, Matthew 10:8. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, do what? Freely also give. Freely manifest, freely express. He's called us to it. Let's look at Mark 16 and we'll close out from that passage. Mark in chapter 16. Verse 15, he says, and he said to them, Jesus, go into all the world and do what? Preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who believe, who does not believe will be what? Condemned. Verse 17, and these signs will follow those who believe. Based on the preaching of the gospel, them receiving that by faith, being saved, it says, these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick. And the sick will what?
Recover.
Will recover. Or the sick shall recover, depending on what version you have. But that's like a mandate, friends. And I said that by saying that was the self same thing Jesus did while he was here on earth. Because one time, I think it was in Luke 7, John the Baptist sent his disciples to Jesus and said, look, are you the one or should we look for another to come? Because I'm here stuck in prison, nothing much is going on, and are you the one? What did he have in his mind when he said that? There's no time to go into the dynamics of that. But then they came to Jesus, expressed the same thing in verse 20. Verse 21 says in Luke 7, it says, that very hour he cured many with infirmities, afflictions, evil spirits, and to the blind he gave sight. Jesus said to them, go and tell John the things you have seen and heard. The blind see, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the poor have the gospel preached to them. That's what he did during the course of his ministry, and at the end, just before he left, that's the self same thing that he said to us for to go do. First to his disciples, and then to those who believe. And because in believing, they become sons. And in becoming sons, they receive that authority and the power that goes with it, right? And then they're able to speak, share this gospel. As we leave, I want to leave with this thought, self-same thought on your mind. Communication. That the communication of your faith might be made effective or might become effective by the acknowledging of every good thing that is in you in Christ Jesus. Fellowship manifested in what? In Acts. The practical effects of fellowship with God wrought by the Holy Spirit in the lives of believers as the outcome of faith. So the question is, what does that look like in your life? Based on your fellowship with God, what does that outworking look like? Does it look like anything at this moment in time? I'm not asking this to bring some sort of condemnation or judgment on you, but that's why it's a rhetorical question. But as you remain in concert with the Holy Spirit, as you remain in that place of intimacy with God and Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, what is he pressing on your heart? What is he? The strings, your heart strings. What's the Lord telling you to do? Who's that person he's asking you to minister? What is that word he's giving you to say concerning that that situation you are in as it concerns your health? What is that word specific? How's that compassion going to outflow? What is he giving you to do or to say? Amen? Hallelujah. You have authority, you have power. And you receive, and that's more and more an expression in the place of fellowship. You get to see the revelation of this. And it has an outworking. It shows. Let it out. Can you turn to someone by you and just say, let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Give expression to that life. Give expression to that nature. Release. Release that power that is on the inside. Amen. Praise God. We'll continue next week. At this time, I want the prayer team come up, please. Praise God. You're hearing currently in a battle. I want to try and phrase this correctly. Currently battling a situation, health situation. And you've spoken. And at this point this morning, I want to encourage you to stand up, come forward, and have one of these prayer team members join their faith with yours. And I want you not to just come up just willy-nilly this morning, but with expectation in your heart as it concerns that situation and that circumstance. Because healing already occurred by the cross of Jesus Christ. And as it concerns your life, your body, which is God's temple, you get to pick up on that physically this morning, today, in the name of Jesus. By way of manifestation, clear to see, clear to observe. I'd love for you to just make your way forward this morning. If you also have questions on your heart, maybe some doubt, as it concerns the reality of things of which we speak, and you want encouragement, I'd love for you also to just come forward at this time and speak to one of these team members. They're set, ready by the power of God to minister grace and life in those areas. And trust me, your life will not remain the same. Father, I give this time to you. I thank you, Lord, for healing manifestations that have occurred in this room this morning already. I give you thanks and praise, Lord. You're so good. Loving Father, appreciate you for who you are, all that you've done, what you represent in my life, in our lives. And we say thank you, Lord, for being so good. We say we love you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. All right, we're done with healing class for today. We're back in time for the service at 10:45. Please take advantage of this time and continue to bask in the goodness and glory of God. Just keep enjoying him. Amen.